Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Breath of the tea, spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Breath of the tea, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Breath of the tea, spirituality.
You got a question for R.L.?
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I am your host, Rebecca L. Norrington, the world's only happiness specialist. That's right. In the middle of this coronavirus quarantine, I don't know if I'm the only one talking about happiness, but here goes. What a week. What a journey from last week when I had the nice little wonderful show about how we can stay happy during the coronavirus. And then yours truly was hit in the face. Oh, no. Hit in the back of the head by a baseball bat. That's right. Let's get real. This is Reality Spirituality. And I want to welcome you to the show. New listeners, thank you for finding me. I don't know how you're finding me. I don't know how to do this social media marketing, but I'm going to figure it out one of these days. And in fact, I had a couple of inspired ideas yesterday while being quarantined. But listen, let's get to the show. But before I do, for my new listeners, who the hell am I? Who is this Rebecca L. Norrington, happiness specialist? Well, this is my story. My destiny is to share with others what I've discovered, what I have discovered in decades and decades and decades of trying to looking for this thing called happiness. I'm telling you, it's out there, and happiness is not found in anything that you accomplish. Happiness is not found in an individual. Happiness is not found out there. Happiness is a state of mind. Happiness is a state of being. Happiness is a practiced skill. Happiness is a practiced skill just like any other skill, from writing to speaking to musician to doctor to being a gardener. Happiness is a practiced skill. And it depends on what you practice. What I share on this show is what to eliminate, what behaviors to eliminate that's going to add to your happiness, and what behaviors to practice that will add to your happiness. So there are common program behaviors that we all have been subject to, the programming, the brainwashing, the conditioning, which in reality subtracts from your happiness. But nobody tells us. I wasn't taught that blaming someone else for how I feel was subtracted from my happiness. I wasn't taught that having expectations subtract from happiness. I wasn't taught that, lack of trust subtracts from happiness. I wasn't taught that worrying. Well, this is very... very common. It's easy, but there are at least, I've got a list. Hold on a second. I've never even counted this list because I keep adding to it. I would say 35 to 40 things, behaviors, common everyday behaviors that people engage in all the time, and you're just subtracting from your happiness. Now, when I say happiness, again, I'm talking about an internal peace, and let me define happiness. Happiness is having peace in mind, regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. Happiness is being at peace. Happiness is peace. Happiness is being able to be the example of peace, regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. And I said the example of. So the more you practice, the more the peace, the more you become rooted in peace. Peace, happiness, contentment, all of it is the same vibration. You know that vibration of contentment, the same vibration of peace, is the same vibration of the word happiness. Some people don't like the word happy. It doesn't matter. Come on. I get it. But it's that same vibration. It's the vibration I'm talking about, that vibration of being calm, shoulders down, feeling relaxed, balanced, and there is a knowing and there is a trusting that you practice all the time. There are no breaks here. There are no breaks. Well, there are breaks if you're not committed to the practice. Take, for instance, my favorite quarterback, Tom Brady. The practice, there is a commitment, an undying commitment, and a practice to being the best that he can be. And not only him, I mean, professional athletes, usually most of them, it is a practice. LeBron practices, Jordan practices, Kobe practices. It is a practice of how can I get better at what I'm doing? How can I develop the skill to the top? How can I be the best? And I'm using the best air quotes, but it is a practice. And happiness is the same thing. It is a practice. And there is a formula. Jesus, I must have said practice a million times already. There is a formula for what you practice. There is only one element. There is only one element in this formula, and that is the person in the mirror. That is you. That's an empowering statement, because you have the control. You have the job of, you are responsible for your happiness, not anyone else, not circumstances. Circumstances, other people, it doesn't matter. When you are rooted in being, foundationally rooted in being peace, happy, content, it doesn't matter what happens in this world. It doesn't matter that we're all being quarantined. Now, listen, I'm not saying that this is easy for me, because practice, for me, is never easy. It's not easy. Growth is uncomfortable. Practice is hard. But the result is the ability to be at peace and find heaven on earth and focus on, I'm just going to use these words, air quotes here, what's right, as opposed to focusing on what's wrong. Now, this week, yours truly, you know, I'm skating through all of this coronavirus. I'm in a very small town, very small town. Of course, the restaurants closed, but between me and you, there weren't a lot of good restaurants anyway. But there's takeout, restaurants closed. What else? I'm just motorboating through life. And then Thursday, there's only one bank in the town that I use. It's a chain. It's like a Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Chase. It's one of those. And there's only one of them in the town. That's how small this town is. And I'm chit-chatting with the ladies on a Wednesday. And that's how I pay my bills. I mean, I use money orders. I don't have checks all of my life. Don't ask. I've never had a checkbook. So I use money orders to pay bills. So I go into the bank to pay bills. Well, I'm chit-chatting on Monday. Thursday, I have a couple bills to pay. I go to the bank, and there's a sign at the only bank in town that I bank at. There's a sign that says the bank is closed until further notice. So now, and I'm sharing this story with my son. Of course, he starts making fun of me. So now, yours truly, the world's only happiness specialist, has been inconvenienced. has been inconvenienced. And I go on my phone and I say, okay, where is the next? Because, you know, I'm thinking, I know I can get a money order someplace, but at the bank you get them for free. You know, you have an account, you get them free. So I'm looking at my phone and I say, where is the nearest bank? Where is this nearest bank? Well, it just happens that it's 49 miles away. So the wheels are turning. I'm thinking, all right, I am a member of a credit union in town. I drive over to the credit union, and of course, there's a charge for money orders. There's a charge for cashier's check. And I'm used to, I mean, decades of getting free money orders. I mean, now I have to pay for a money order. So I have to say I was, I did a, thanks, universe. I didn't flip the universe off yet, but I sure was getting my hand warmed up. My finger and my hand warmed up. And I was, all right, I can work this out. I think there's a Walmart. I think Walmart even hands out or, you know, gives money orders out for lesser fee than the credit union. Anyway, so I was inconvenienced for the first time. Now, it might have been on Friday. So Saturday, if you listen, you know that I teach a water class at one of the facilities here. It's the only exercise class that I teach. I take exercise classes. I take spinning classes during the week. I take a ball class during the week. But I only teach one class a week now. That's coming from a life of having 5 to 7 classes a week that I taught. But that's neither here nor there. Now, I received an email from this facility that said we're going to have a meeting on Monday about whether or not we're going to keep the gym open. I said, okay, I have one more class to teach before they decide to close. Mind you, every gym in this small town is closed. And there's only three of them. And now all of them are closed. Well, I know that two are closed. Now I'm thinking, okay, I have this one last class. Looking forward to it. I'm not saying, did I have expectations? Yeah, I must have said I expected to teach the class. I mean, they gave us an email, said we're going to have a meeting on Monday to determine whether we're going to keep the facility open. So, yeah, I had an expectation I was teaching the class. I mean, I was dressed, my bathing suit, blah, blah, blah. I drive to the, and it's a YMCA, I drive to the Y. And there's a huge yellow sign right in front of the front door. I said, this doesn't look like it's a good sign. And there's a gentleman outside. There's two gentlemen outside, but there's one that looks like he's affiliated with the Y. And I drive up to the door, and I say, so it's closed? He says, yep. They had an emergency meeting on Friday. Now, mind you, Friday I was at the YMCA and I took a cycling class. And what was I going to say? Oh, and so last time I exercised was Friday. He said, yep, it's closed down until the Y is closed down until further notice. Now, I have to say, my dear audience, and the number to call in and speak with me live is area code 646-564-9619. I have a few people in the queue. If you want to speak with me, just press the number 1. Sometimes people just stay in the queue and they just want to listen. Anywho, so the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. So now I've got my little bathing suit on. I got my robe on. I'm ready to jump in the pool and teach my water class. And then I have to drive away. And I'm thinking, okay, what am I going to do? What am I going to, and the operative word is do. Because what I've discovered during this, in that morning, or felt in that morning, is that I really don't have anything to do. And that was a bit, it was a pee under the mattress. It wasn't, I don't use the word uncomfortable, but it was a, you don't have anything to do. And it caused my eyebrows to go up, and the hair on the back of my neck to stick out. And I said, "Wow, you don't have anything to do." I drove to a parking lot and parked my car and went down my phone list, my contact list. Now, if you know me, I am not a phone person. I do not talk on the phone anymore. I used to, but I don't do. There's only a couple people that I talk on the phone to. I do not talk on the phone. You can, if you have my number, you can text me. But a conversation is going to be very, 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 very like a leap year. I have my reasons. I just don't do the phone. But this particular day, I said, it would be, and this is the story. Of course, remember we talked about stories that we tell ourselves, or the stories that the ego tells us. I said, this would be a really good time to touch base with people that I don't talk to, see how they're doing. I'm really talking about my California people. Touch base with people that I haven't talked to. I sometimes text, but, So I sat down. I was in the car in a parking lot. Beautiful day, by the way. I had the window rolled down. And I started dialing. Let me just be honest. I needed something to do. I started dialing, and I went to my most conscious friends first. Most conscious meaning, no, you know what? Scratch that. I'm not even going to say most conscious. I'm going to say the people that are most compatible with my energy. Because, see, there's nothing wrong with the other person. There's nothing wrong with me. It's just whether or not the energy is compatible or not. And that's it. Energy is compatible or energy is incompatible. So I called the people that are compatible energy with me, meaning that the conversation is easy, it's fun, it's light. We talked about the quarantine. We talked about the news and the latest news. We talked about our experiences. We did that. But the energy is very easy and free-flowing. I did that first. I called them for, and there's two of them. I called both of them first. And actually, let me say there's one and a half, because one, it's compatible energy, but it's still, hold on a second, I think I have, okay, I'm just looking outside into the wilderness. I've got a slew of wild turkeys now. There's about 30 of them. That's another issue. Anyway, so I called them, and then I went to the list of people that have been, are very thoughtful, people that have been grandfathered in. There we go. People that have been grandfathered in. And there were three of them. three of them that I actually called, and all of them were very surprised that I called because I don't call. The ones that are grandfathered in started the conversation of, wow, this is really bad, this is really serious, this is, one of them even had a conspiracy, why is this happening, so that the government can force us to buy vaccine. It was just, I did listening, and then I, you know, offered my 2 cents. But in all honesty, it was, let's say this, I don't need to call anybody for another 5 years. How's that? Now, let's get to what I've been experiencing in my own, just, wow, so now it's the half the day is over, the morning is over, it's afternoon, and I don't even know if they're still listening to me. I'm sorry, audience, I'm a little... trying to formulate what I wanted to share with you. I didn't get to my bullets yet. And in talking to everyone, I came up with the same theme of there's got to be something good that comes out of all of this quarantine, fear, panic, all of it. And I didn't have an example of it yesterday. I couldn't express it yesterday, but my practice is, of course, finding different perspectives, finding a perspective that will allow me to vibrate peace, contentment, trust, relaxation, balance. You know that vibration, shoulders down, everything is okay, everything will be okay. You know that vibration. And I couldn't find it until I was in the shower maybe 4 hours later. And it hit me that let me say this. I am not this exercising thing, even though I've been teaching exercise classes for almost 40 years. I used to say over, but it's really almost 40 years. My motivation, I don't really like exercising. My motivation has always been teaching. So if I'm teaching, I'm exercising. If I'm not teaching, I'm not exercising. But that's not true because I was exercising sleep. But, okay, I'm really off now. I'm really just scattered. But, so I'm thinking to myself, I'm asking the universe, what's my next inspiration? How can I be of service to myself? How can I find, hold on a second, let me. How can I find peace in the middle of this storm of quarantine? And I'm not talking about other people, I'm talking about me. What do I do? And there were two ideas or two inspirations that came to me, and I'm just going to share with you that I'm going to start having live streaming videos where people can come on and share their stories, and we can, and when I say we, can come up with how to feel at peace, how to feel good in the middle of this quarantine, how to. So, and it's going to be not an individual, but it's going to be a collection of people sharing, especially now, sharing how and what they are doing to feel peaceful and what they are doing to trust and how are they practicing trust. And it's just, for me, wouldn't it be, and I'm thinking at the same time as I'm coming up with this, wouldn't it be nice to have a place to go? And I haven't decided whether it's going to be probably once a week, a place to go where we can see each other, or you can see me, and we can talk to each other and interact with each other and really get down to and really tackle the issues of what's going on and how we're feeling during these times. Because one of the things that I've noticed is there is, if you are really quarantining yourself, there is a lack of social interaction. And some humans need, crave, addicted to the social interaction, especially if they're alone and there isn't, well, that's another story. Let me scratch all of that. But what I plan on doing, or what I've been inspired to do, is put together a weekly live streaming where we all can join in from all over the world to discuss, not in a negative way, not in a, oh, woe is me, not in a, oh, this is so bad, but really positively, how do we positively uplift, inspire each other to a place where, okay, this is okay too. Whatever we're going through is going to be okay too. And I really feel my inspiration is really strong on this, that this is something that I am pushed to do, which means now I got to do hair and makeup. No, I don't have to do hair and makeup, but I do need to put a little paint. What is it? A little lipstick, a little paint makes you what you ain't. So that's what you can look forward to, or that's what I can look forward to. And I don't know when it's going to be done, but I'm going to put it into the works. I'm going to reach out to people that know how to do this live streaming and ask for help, because I really want to, once a week, have a forum or have a place where people can come and express, and we can figure, and we all can, it's a community, you know what, it's a community of people with wanting to look through this, not wanting to look through, but you see how the ideas are, it's a little choppy only because this is a brand new inspiration, so I haven't really ironed it out, but it's a gathering together of, I don't care how many people, what can we do? Not about, oh, let's talk about theories and stories. No, what practically can we do? You know, and let me share something else. My son made fun of me. He made fun of me because I shared the story about the bank was closed. And he says, Mom, he said to me, don't you realize what's going on? Because I wanted to, I'm saying, okay, I'll go to Hawaii for a few days, a little sun and fun. I will, and I was thinking about going on a cruise. Of course, you can't go on a cruise anymore. And then I called the hotel I wanted to go to on Kauai, and they said, oh, no, if you fly into Hawaii, there's a 14-day quarantine, so that's out. So I'm really quarantined. I'm quote-unquote stuck, not in the house, but in the town, unless I get in my car and I start driving, which I might do. But I really want to open up to have live conversations. This isn't going to be about, oh, this is so bad, this is so horrible. No, because I will cut you off right there. This is going to be about how we can shift our perspective. What can we do to feel better about what's going, not feel better, to vibrate and uplift the world as opposed to the doom and gloom vibration, the serious vibe. You know, one of the things, and then I'm going to wrap it up, one of the things that subtracts from happiness, and I've said it a million times, is thinking that anything is serious and thinking that anything is important. Now, there is a vibration of this is serious, and that vibration is not compatible with the vibration of peace and contentment. This is serious. There is a vibration where you can look at the same situation that you thought or think or say or labeling serious, and you can still navigate through it without that vibration of this is serious. Life is an experience without judgment. This is serious is a judgment. What it is what everybody says it is what it is. The question becomes, how can we, all of us, because whatever you're vibrating is what you are contributing to this planet. What else did I want to say? One of the people I talked to yesterday is a big, all organic, grow your own food. This is why this is happening. What did she call it? G5 something, where power plants, the power plant in Wuhan, China, and the power plant in Washington, that's why it happened in those places, because of man and their power plant and the energy. Anyway, so this organic move, this organic shift, you know, the people that are anti supermarkets and pro grow your own food. Why did I get off on that tangent? You know what? I lost my train of thought. I really lost my train of thought. But this is it. This is such a huge challenge. This is a big challenge for everyone, including myself. And the challenge becomes, how do I still vibrate? What if we're quarantined for the rest, who knows how long? Can you still be at peace? That's a question that only you can answer. Time to adapt. It's time to evolve. It's time to change. It's time to grow. It's time to look at the world differently. One of the things that I've been doing is, every day for 30 days, I'm getting rid of, either throwing away or donating 10 things in the house. So I'm a little behind time because it is the 22nd today. So I'm 3 days behind. So that means I have to have 30 things. I've got to get on the ball. So donate 10 things a day to clear out space. So we could share, we and you can share a lot of different ideas about what we can do that will bring us to a place of feeling good and positive about even being quarantined. How's that for a long rambling show? Reality, spirituality, and the first week in quarantine. Reality, spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Coming soon, will be a live streaming where you can call in, ask questions, we can discuss topics, how to. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. Website is RebeccaNorrington.com. I do have a few videos on YouTube. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon.com. My second book, Program for Unhappiness, will be out, who knows, sometime this year. Now I've got a lot of time to write, and I have no excuse, right? Until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, soon to be live streaming with your host, the world's happiness specialist, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality. Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality. Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.
Get real.